You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. Since 2009, HRN podcasts have been exploring the wide world of food, beverage, and agriculture. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by 818 Tequila, delicious and smooth tequila, meaning harmony with the earth. 818 Tequila, imported by 818 Spirits, Manhasset, New York. 40% alcohol by volume. Drink responsibly.
Well, hello. Welcome to All in the Industry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host and producer, Sherry Bayer, and this is our 328th episode of this series, which is dedicated to behind-the-scenes talent in the hospitality industry. Today, I have a special on-the-road show from the 2022 James Beard Awards in Chicago with lots of interviews from the awards weekend. First, as I do in every show, though, I will start out with my PR tip, and then later I will have a solo dining experience. So stay tuned for that. As the founder of Bayer Public Relations, I'm going to tip the show off with my PR tip of the week. Today's tip is to celebrate your journey. Take time to acknowledge your or our accomplishments, both big and small, personal and professional. It's important to reflect and celebrate our victories and all of the hard work that goes into achieving success. Awards are wonderful and reason to celebrate in themselves, but let's not forget to simply give ourselves a pat on the back when we are proud of something we've accomplished. We all deserve to be celebrated, so let's remember to always do so. That's my tip today. Okay, so as I mentioned, this show is all about the 2022 James Beard Awards, which took place from June 11th to 13th in Chicago. The awards moved to Chicago in 2015. They previously were in New York, and I have attended for as long as I can remember, and I've been going to Chicago every year as well. I really love to be a part of the celebration and the industry, as regular listeners of this show know. This is the first time that I had the opportunity to attend the Media Awards, which were on Saturday night, and the Leadership Awards on Sunday afternoon, and they were fantastic. And it was my second time being back on the red carpet doing interviews before the ceremony began, and then during the ceremony of the Chef and Restaurant Awards, which was Monday night, and this was at the Lyric Opera House. Now, all of these events were really perfectly executed, terrific food and drinks, and the speeches were so moving and heartfelt. There was so much gratitude. It was really special. And over the weekend, there were also trade talks and parties all around the city, and it was super busy, to say the least. But people were just excited to be back together, and I was excited to be back together with everyone after having a two-year break with the pandemic. So the energy was amazing. The weather was terrific. This year, the awards were moved to June from May, so it was warmer. If anyone saw my interviews from last time, yes, I was very cold last time. This time, it was warm, which I liked. And so coming up first, I have clips from my red carpet interviews. It includes speaking with many of the nominees and presenters, and I play a bit of my speed round game, and I have one fun question which I ask everyone. So the playback is a little bit tricky because I didn't say everyone's name when I spoke with them, which is a lesson learned for next time. But when I started talking to people who I knew already, I failed to mention their names. So I'm going to tell you who's coming up. And I also am going to list all of the names and what they were nominated for, what their role was at the awards. It will be in our show notes, so you can check that out, and it will help. Sometimes names are mentioned, but some of the interviews, they just go back to back, and I think you'll still find it extremely entertaining, or I hope so, and hearing from people. It was really fun. It went very fast. So also, I'm putting together two video highlight reels. There's going to be one that's a little bit shorter and a little bit longer, and these are from the red carpet. So you can check those out as well to see these interviews. And I hope you do, because you will get more of a vibe of what the scene was like. And we look nice. We're dressed up. So that will be on all of my social media channels. I will post it at All Industry, on my Facebook page, All in the Industry, and also on my YouTube channel, Sherry Bayer. So that's what's coming up. Now, to the interviews. So you're going to hear from over 20 people, and this is in the order that they come. So first up, Damien Sanosetti of Chevelle in Portland, Maine. He's a nominee for Best Chef Northwest and Pacific. Ruben Ortega of Chochi in Houston, Texas. He's a nominee for Outstanding Pastry Chef. Zach Stern of Zach the Baker, Miami, Florida, my hometown, nominee for Outstanding Baker. Irene Lee, May Dumplings and Prep Chef of Boston, in Boston, Massachusetts. She was a leadership winner. And Mavis J. Sanders of Drive Change in New York City, and she was also a leadership winner. Then I spoke with Christian Clemenson. He's an actor who played James Beard in the HBO Max series Julia, depicting the creation of Julia Child's long-running series, The French Chef. And then J.J. Johnson, Field Trip New York City, nominee for Best Chef New York State. Lydia Chang, the daughter of Peter Chang of Peter Chang Restaurants in Virginia and Maryland. Pastry chef Piché Ong, Lydia's partner at Ni Hao in Baltimore, and Peter Chang himself, and Lydia translates. So that's fun. Stay tuned for that. Chintan Pandya and Rani Mazumdar of Damaka, New York City, the winner of Best Chef New York State and the nominee for Best New Restaurant New York City. Carolyn Schiff, Gajan Tolner, New York City, nominee for Outstanding Pastry Chef. Katie Button and Felix Mina of Curate in Asheville, North Carolina, the winner of Outstanding Hospitality and nominee for Best Chef Southeast, and they also come up later in this show. Tiffany Derry of Roots Southern Table in Farmers Branch, Texas. She's a nominee for Best New Restaurant and a nominee for Best Chef Texas. Chidi Kumar of Garland in Raleigh, North Carolina, a nominee for Best Chef Southeast. Chris Williams, Lucille's Hospitality Group in Houston, Texas, nominee for Outstanding Restaurateur. Aisha Nurjaya of Shuket, New York City, nominee for Best Chef New York State. Yia Vang of Union Mong Kitchen in Minneapolis, Minnesota, nominee for Best Chef Midwest. Manit Chahan of Morph Hospitality Group in Nashville, Tennessee. She was a presenter. Claire Reichenbach, the CEO of the James Beard Foundation. Following is Ellen Yin, High Street Hospitality Group, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a nominee for Outstanding Restaurateur. Sheldon Simeon, Tin Roof, Kuhalu, Hawaii, a nominee for Best Chef Northwest and Pacific. And finally, Claudia Fleming, Union Square Hospitality Group, New York City. She was a presenter. So there you go. I hope you enjoy. Here are my interviews. What's it mean to you to be here tonight, to have this finalist honor?
It's really cool to be recognized by your peers and people in the industry. And it's also, like, it's not just solely for me. I mean, it's cool. It's great. When you see that email and you see that in, like, the headlines and everything that you made of the finals, it's cool. But it's also cool for everybody that we work with and, like, before that we work with, too, and everything. Because it's, like, everything that you do and a culmination of parts of your career and stuff. And also, like, everybody that you work with, it's not just one individual person, but it's other people around you too and stuff. And it's just fun. Like, we have some of our team here with us tonight too, and it's just fun to be here and to be able to celebrate this with everybody too.
Eat in at home or eat out at a restaurant?
Oh, depends on the day or what we got in the what we got in the pantry to cook, I guess. But, like, love to eat in and cook at home because we have two little kids right now. We have a 9-year-old and a 9-month-old. Our 9-year-old just turned 9 yesterday, actually, so we brought her. We got the kids in Chicago with us, so, yeah, eat in right now, but, yeah.
Small plates or large plates?
Give me small plates all day so we can feast on so many things.
Would your answer then go in line with that for tasting menu or a la carte?
I love tasting menus, but give us all something a little different. A la carte, though, when we can just, because whenever we go out anywhere, we always blanket the table with food. I mean, you'll be hard-pressed to find, like, tablecloth or, like, wood on the table. So we're always out eating and just covering the table. But, like, just give me small plates all day long.
Fantastic. How about the last question? What's your favorite ice cream?
Ooh. Favorite ice cream would have to be chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. Best of luck tonight, and I'll see you inside. Tell me your name and what you're nominated for.
My name is Ruben Ortega, and I'm nominated for Best Pastry Chef. And Sounding Pastry Chef, I'm sorry. And I'm from Houston, Texas, representing H-Town Restaurant Group.
Amazing. I've heard of your place, obviously. And yes, I need to come visit.
Anytime. You know, we are actually really happy to be here. And because of the heat in Texas, it's like it's 100 degrees. So this is a relief from that. So, and we were coming here for the last, actually, 6 years. We stopped on 2017. My brother Hugo won on 2017, but he was nominated 6 times. So we got to enjoy Chicago. But it's not that excuse. We need to come back. This is beautiful. My wife, she's an architect, so she made me do the tour. So, and she's in love with the city, so we need to come back more often.
Yeah, it's a fabulous city, and it is. I use food and wine festivals and events as a good excuse to travel, but being nominated and a part of it is icing on the cake.
This is amazing. This is amazing. We are overwhelmed. We have another nomination at one of our restaurants, Hugo's, and it's for Best Outstanding Service. So hopefully we take one home.
Well, I'm wishing you the best. How about a couple speed round questions?
Yes.
Small plates or large plates?
Small plates.
Communal table or chef's counter?
Communal table.
Tasting menu or a la carte?
A la carte.
All right, this is the toughest one.
Okay.
Tipping or all-inclusive charge?
No, tipping.
Oh, no, you didn't even hesitate. How about chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate. Even though I'm Mexican, we're both Mexican ingredients, but I would choose chocolate always.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Chocolate ice cream or a dulce de leche ice cream.
This weather, I feel like I want a nice ice cream cone right now, and that sounds fabulous. So, well, wishing you the best, and so nice to meet you. I hope to come visit your place in
Anytime,
the near future.
Please. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Zach the Baker used to maybe have a longer beard.
I did. I cleaned up for the event. No. It's gotten shorter over time.
Because I am familiar with you. Congratulations, first of all. I grew up in Miami.
Oh, no kidding.
I have been to Zach the Baker more than once. Your products, your bread, everything you do is fantastic. What are you most excited about or looking forward to tonight?
One of the truth, for it to be over. I'm such a nervous wreck. It's the pageantry, the buildup, the tension. You got me. Well done. I'm excited. I'm honored, but it's a lot. It's a lot of emotion and a lot of expectation, so yeah.
Well, I think it's a huge honor to be here, and what you do is really special, so I'm glad that you are recognized and are here. So can we do a couple speed round questions?
Try. Yeah, let's do it.
Cheese plate or dessert?
Oh, I'm not really a dessert guy. I'm all savory, so cheese plate.
I really have a bread question, but how about small plates or large plates?
Small plates all the way. Small plates all the way.
Tasting menu or a la carte?
Always tasting menu. No matter if it's high or low, I never want to decide what to eat. I want the chef to bring it to me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Okay, last one. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate, obviously. Chocolate. Chocolate?
Obviously. I'm a chocolate gal. Well, do you have a favorite ice cream, and would it be chocolate?
Yeah, stracciatella, the vanilla with the chocolate chips in it, the little, like, kind of strips, yeah.
Wishing you the best tonight. Enjoy it.
I am trying my best to enjoy it. It's not easy.
I just saw a fantastic presentation on Mei Mei at the Leadership Awards.
Oh, yes. It was so fun to make that video and to make sure that we got some of our team in it, too. They are at home working super hard right now, so I'm thrilled to be here to represent them.
Well, congratulations. I need to get to Boston and come visit. What are you looking forward to most tonight?
I think tonight I'm looking forward to cheering for my colleagues. It's amazing to be back after 2 years, and there's so many deserving folks, so I'm just going to scream my heart out for them tonight.
Good for you. And just so people know, the exact title of the award,
the 2022 Leadership Awards.
It's quite an honor, and congratulations. It was wonderful hearing more about your story, and well deserved. So enjoy tonight. Do you want to play a couple of speedrun questions?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Ooh, I love it. How about tasting menu or a la carte?
A la carte always, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me. Al fresco dining or indoor dining?
I think indoor. I feel like I'm choosing all the things that people don't like, but for me, it's indoor all the way. Controlled environment.
Let me just tell you, I play this game on my podcast, and it's different every time. There's not one right answer. It's fun. How about, this is a little tricky one, tipping or all-inclusive charge?
All-inclusive charge. Unfortunately, tipping is still one of the main ways that women and people of color are underpaid in our industry. It comes from slavery. So till we fix that, we are just going to have, you know, the really pernicious racial and gender inequality that our industry is fighting so hard to get rid of. So yeah, all-inclusive for me.
Well, I'm glad you asked you that one. Final one is maybe a little lighter. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate, always. Triple chocolate, ideally, if that's an option.
I'm with you. And what would be your favorite ice cream then?
My favorite ice cream is mint Oreo. It has, you know, all the best parts of mint chocolate chip, the mint, and then I do love an Oreo cookie.
I like where you're going with this, and I can't wait for the reception tonight, because yes. I think I and everyone else is very much looking forward to food after, especially talking food.
Yes, absolutely. So. Thank you so much. It was great to meet you.
Great to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
My name is Mavis J. Sanders. I work as one of the directors of Drive Change, which is a nonprofit in Brooklyn. We support adjudicated youth who are reentering society.
Hearing about your story, it was very touching in your speech. I mean, I believe you said you were winging that?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I was very, very impressed. It was so genuine and heartfelt and amazing.
I felt like if I wrote it down, I was just going to be telling like a story that wasn't from the heart, you know? And I wanted to make sure that it felt right and it could touch more people that way. Yeah.
Well, it was fantastic. Final question is, what's your favorite ice cream?
Okay, here's the thing. I like a good, solid flavor. You know what I'm saying? I think people hate on vanilla, you know, like a good French vanilla. But like, it's like a rich, well-done situation, like the mouthfeel of like a good vanilla. I love it. I also love a coffee. Solid coffee. Go with it.
Well, enjoy tonight. Congratulations. Very cool to meet you. How did you come to playing James Beard?
The usual way. I auditioned a lot of times for, it's an HBO series, and they like to see a lot of auditions. So I think I auditioned about 7 times for it.
Wow. And what was your favorite part about playing him?
The best part is working with an actress named Sarah Lancashire, who plays Julia Child. And she's just fantastic. Just completely wonderful. And David Hyde Pierce also. You know, a real joy to be around.
I can't wait to watch. What are you looking forward to most tonight?
I want to see who wins. I mean, I'm a fan of cooking as much as anyone.
My final question for everyone is, what's your favorite ice cream?
Vanilla. Plain old vanilla. A good vanilla can't be beat.
Congratulations, JJ Johnson. How are you feeling? What are you looking forward to most from being here tonight?
I'm very nervous.
You don't get nervous.
I don't get nervous, but I'm very nervous. This is something I've dreamed about my whole culinary career, from culinary school. My closest friend in life, Kamal Grand of Sublime Donuts, is here. He was like, yo, you did it. Like, this is what we've talked about, what we read about, what we envisioned. So it's just an amazing journey. And I'm just carrying the people of the paper plate world on my shoulders.
Well, I'm so happy you're here. It's so well deserved. You're a finalist for Best Chef New York State for Field Trip.
New York State is like the mecca of it all. And I have a fast casual restaurant. I'm going up against people that have Michelin stars, that their restaurants have been open 20 years. People that won Best New Restaurant. It's impeccable. I'm proud of my team.
Do you want to play a little speed round?
Let's do it.
All right. Tasting menu or a la carte?
Woo! A la carte all day.
Small plates or large plates?
Small plates, because me and my wife like to share.
Alfresco dining or indoor dining?
Alfresco.
Tipping or all-inclusive charge?
I think paying people better.
Like it. Cheese plate or dessert?
Cheese plate.
Thank you, and congratulations, and enjoy tonight.
My father got nominated for Outstanding Chef for the first time.
Your father, Peter Chang. Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
So is this your first time on the red carpet?
Actually, second time.
Hi, I'm Bishay Ong. Niao made it to the semifinalist, but not the finalist, but I'm here to support Peter.
Well, your partners, you work with Lydia and Peter, so that makes sense to me. What are you looking forward to most tonight?
Seeing you.
Oh.
It's been a while.
Thank you.
Mr. Sherry, let's get to eat soon.
Well, I've been to your restaurant, Peter Chang. I've been to more than one location, and it's fantastic. What are you most excited about tonight?
Oh, which that was a... 能够给我的家人一块分享我的吃一的这么一个比较亮眼的时刻吧。
He's very humble, but he is expecting to win.
It's quite amazing to be here.
Already a win for us to be in this category, which is, you know, something we've never thought we would be in. So that's already a win. Yeah, we're just going to be here for a great time.
Well, congratulations.
作为一个中餐的厨师能够参加这样的盛会，我感到非常非常的荣幸。
Honored to be here as a Chinese chef.
You're nominated for two categories, correct?
Oh, Best Chef New York State and Best New Restaurant for 2022.
I've been to Damaka. I've had your rabbit. I've had a lot of amazing. I got lucky.
Oh boy.
Because I know some of your friends. I know your publicist. And it was fantastic. I love your food. I'm so happy for you guys. What are you looking forward to most tonight? I mean, you got a lot.
Enjoying the moment, meeting a lot of the industry peers, people we've looked up to for so many years, and we're all around them. I'm just really excited to be here.
It's sort of a dream come true. We are just happy to be here. Winning and losing is a part of the game, so it's not a thing. 1 year back, we never even imagined standing here talking to you, being, you know, photographed and everything.
I love your restaurants and everything you're doing. I can't wait to see what you do next. A couple of speed round questions. How about that? Eat in or eat out?
Eat in.
Eat out any day.
Wine, beer, cocktail, or mocktail?
Skinny margarita.
Cocktail.
Tasting menu or a la carte?
A la carte. Tasting menu.
A few more. Small plates or large plates?
Small plates.
Large plates, shareable.
How about tipping or all-inclusive charge?
Tipping.
I think tipping, yeah.
Okay, last one is chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
I love it. And what are your favorite ice creams?
Chocolate chip.
Ooh, cookies and cream.
I'm putting together a whole list that we're going to have a big party afterward, a big ice cream party. Yes. Congratulations. So, best pastry chef finalist, tell us a bit about how you're feeling right now.
I am feeling overwhelmed, so thrilled to be here. It feels very surreal. And it's like, and it's just incredible. I don't know. It's wild.
I've had your desserts, a Gage and Tolner in Brooklyn, and
and I can't wait to come back. I told you this last night. I just love the restaurant. So what is it about your desserts there that you think is getting everyone so excited? Because you really have spectacular things you're doing on that menu.
Thank you so much. I think, you know, I obviously wanted to pay homage to Gage and Tolner and what it was and that legacy and this legendary restaurant, but I wanted to really see myself in the desserts as well. And so I always kind of tell people it's just like my fantasy menu of like all of these sort of celebratory, really kind of like over the top desserts. You know, the restaurant is a celebration and it's really special. And yeah, it's about coming in and eating a giant baked Alaska. It's like almost a pint of ice cream. And it's just like, you know, if my, you know, 7-year-old self came up with a menu, I don't know if it would be that different. It's just kind of like it's very personal. Yeah. And it's fun and celebratory, and there's a little bit of nostalgia in there.
Well, it's fantastic. Congratulations. My final question for you is, what's your favorite ice cream?
Without a doubt, mint. I love mint ice cream. I know, it's very funny. I love fresh mint ice cream. I love a mint chocolate chip.
Well, congratulations, but enjoy tonight, and I'll see you inside. You're back!
Yes, I know. We're really excited this year to be nominated for 2. So I think the Best Chef Southeast for sure, but the Outstanding Hospitality one, which I think...
Well, that brings all the team together. Yes. So it's like we're very happy and proud of that one. You know, it means a lot after 11 years to get nominated in that category. It's like definitely... Like Katie's been like...
A whole experience.
Yeah, with the Southeast, like it's been what, like 4 nominations now? It's like a... Now it's like... It's like this one is like what make it very like okay. I think it's, you know, we really, you know, like
it's the best like showcase of our whole team, because it takes the whole experience honestly for us to create what we do in our restaurants. And I think because Felix and I are that way in our life, he's like the vision guy, the idea guy, and the front of house experience guy, and then I execute the vision and dream. So it feels
really... the hard work. I do the easy thing. Like she really does the, you know.
I love the teamwork behind it. We know each other from all these events we've been at and seeing together, and it's really special what you do. And I think it's huge that you're honored in 2 categories. And yeah, service is a big one.
Yeah, and we get people from Asheville. We get people from all over in North Carolina. So it seems like it's a big year for the state, and we're very happy to see all these faces, you know, walking around, you know, with us. So we're excited for everybody.
And to us, like, hospitality starts in our prep kitchen every day with the mise en place that they're setting up, and then it continues and ends with, you know, the last glass is getting polished and put back on the shelf. Like, it's all of those steps and every single person involved to create a full experience in a restaurant.
Quick question, my final fun question is, what's your favorite ice cream?
The chocolate with the ribbons of peanut butter inside of it.
I like.
I thought you were going to steal mine because it started with chocolate too, but with hazelnut as well.
To me, that sounds like a good combo. You know, a nice cone there before it melts.
Hey, Sherry.
So you're nominated in 2 categories?
Yes, we are. We are nominated in Best Chef Texas and Best New Restaurant.
What are you looking forward to most tonight?
I feel good right now. I'm just excited to be with everyone, and it's great to be with so many of my peers, so many chefs that I've ate their food, and we're all here and we're all celebrating. And of course, we want to win, you know? But honestly, this is kind of an amazing moment because it's been a few years since we've been able to do this.
It's a huge deal, I think, for all of us to be here, especially, to be here to be nominated in 2 categories. I mean, congratulations.
Thank you. And Southern food at that. Like, that's the best part. It's all Southern. Yes.
Well, I can't wait to come visit your restaurant. I'm due for a Texas trip.
Yes, ma'am. You have to come, and I'll give you a little bit of that Southern hospitality.
I can't wait. What's your favorite ice cream?
Favorite ice cream? I am a vanilla. Bluebell vanilla is my thing. That's it, just that. Vanilla ice cream, so plain and simple, but when done right, it's excellent. I'm simple.
Well, you're fabulous, and this color in you is fantastic. So enjoy tonight, and congratulations. Tell us what category you nominated for.
Best Chef Southeast.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Excited and happy and nervous and, you know, all of the feelings, you know.
So what can people expect at your restaurant?
We are a locally sourced restaurant in downtown Raleigh, North Carolina, and we take a locally grown produce and meat, and our flavors are South Asian, East Asian, West Asian, so it's sort of like a story of migration and diasporic evolution, I guess.
Wow, I want to come. What's the name of the restaurant again?
Garland.
Ooh, I like it. Eat in or eat out?
For me?
For you.
Eat in.
Tasting menu or a la carte?
Depends on whose hands I'm in.
Small plates or large plates?
Small plates.
Tipping or all-inclusive charge?
It's better for the industry if it's all-inclusive, but, you know, tipping is fun. It's good to, you know, reward somebody, I guess, but we should abolish tipping.
Okay, last one, cheese plate or dessert?
Cheese plate.
And then the bonus is, what's your favorite ice cream?
Anything with a caramel ripple in it.
I'm getting so hungry, I'm going to have to stop asking this question to people. Congratulations, enjoy tonight, and so nice to meet you. Tell us your name and which category you're nominated for.
Chris Williams, Outstanding Restaurateur.
That's amazing. And what's the name of your restaurant?
Lucille's from Lucille's Hospitality Group. And we also have a Mills Black Point Bistro in Nova Scotia, Canada. And soon coming is late August, which will be ran by Chef Don Burrell.
And which city are we talking about here?
Houston.
Oh, you're in Houston. Yeah, okay. I'm so due for a trip to Texas and Houston. Some of my cousins are there. So.
Cool. Well, we'd love to have you.
Well, I'd love to visit. Congratulations. What are you looking forward to most tonight?
What am I looking forward to most tonight? Well, I have my whole family here, so just enjoying the moment with them, and then whatever comes after that, and then going home and getting back to work, ultimately. So mostly the end of the night. It's just a lot.
I hear you. Will you be having any ice cream later? Because I'm asking everyone what's their favorite ice cream.
If it has alcohol in it, then yes. Yeah.
That's a first and probably the best answer I've had yet, for sure. So congratulations and enjoy. It's amazing you're nominated for Best Chef in New York State. And let's see if I can get the name pronunciation right again.
Nailed it.
Ayesha Nerjaya.
Nailed it!
Woo! That's pretty good. Of Shukat in New York City. And Shuka, you're nominated for Shuka tonight.
Yes.
So how you feeling?
I feel really great. I'm like loving the energy here. I think I've had like a few days of emotion, and now I'm just ready to celebrate whatever the outcome is.
Well, you're a winner in my book. I love your restaurants, and I'm so proud of you and that you're here tonight. And just take it all in.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you for always representing the restaurants and the chefs in New York. We love you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Now you made my night, my whole day. I'm asking everyone, what's their favorite ice cream?
Coffee.
Love it. I am playing a little bit of my speed round, but how about this for a plug? Tune in to episode 325, where I interview Ayesha, and she plays the whole speed round game, so you can hear her answers. Tell us your full name and what you're nominated for.
Yep, so Ye Vang, Best Chef Midwest.
And your restaurant?
Union Hmong Kitchen. We make Hmong food, which is kind of, you know, it's a food that's kind of unknown, but in the Midwest, especially in the Twin Cities, there's the largest Hmong concentration of Hmong population right in that area.
Wow, no, I'm not familiar really with Hmong food. So if I came in, what dish would you tell me, you have to get this? What's like the signature go-to?
Yeah, so I think our signature go-to dish that we really love talking about is this Hmong sausage we make, and it comes with sticky rice, vegetables, hot sauce. And so, yeah, it's a recipe that my dad's been showing us how to make as kids. So that's what we use.
Congratulations. How are you feeling? What are you looking forward to most tonight?
Well, I'm pretty new to all this, so I'm just trying like not to fanboy over some of the people that I look up to and admire and that I see here. But I'm just, you know, having fun, and there's a few people from Minneapolis that are here too as finalists. So it's just fun to be here with some friends.
Well, you can fanboy a little bit, and I have to say I'm friendly with Gavin Kaysen. And every time I see him, I tell him I'm coming to Minneapolis, and I really need to make it happen because I really want to visit your restaurant.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Gavin just opened his new restaurant, Mara, so that's like really exciting. So yeah, so he's well known.
More reasons to come. What's your favorite ice cream?
A friend of mine, he has an ice cream place called Baby Zito, and they have an MSG vanilla. But my favorite thing is to take that MSG vanilla and make a root beer float out of it with 1919 root beer.
The creativity, it's just going up and up as the red carpet continues. So thank you. So nice to meet you, and enjoy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So excited to be over here, just surrounded with amazing people and get to see you. Oh my God, what's there not to love? It's just the amazing new talent. I think what I'm looking forward to most is this, the togetherness. Meeting people, the fact that for 2 years we've not been able to do that, I think is amazing.
So lovely to see you here on this joyous occasion.
So lovely to be here and to be here this whole weekend with the James Beard Foundation. So how's this year feel to you? I mean, being here and putting this together after a little break.
It feels very poignant, Shari. It really does. I mean, we haven't been here we were here 3 years ago. And just thinking what has ensued in the last 2 years, both, you know, for the industry, for our community, for the foundation, it feels like quite a moment in time. And it's just wonderful to see everybody out in force in a spirit of celebration.
Well, it's been fantastic, from the Media Awards, the Leadership Awards tonight, to the Restaurant and Chef Awards. What are you looking most forward to tonight? Or that's a tough one to answer.
It's just so wonderful to be here in person with everybody. So I you can feel the sense of anticipation and excitement. I just can't wait to see everybody on stage. But yeah, it's going to be a beautiful evening.
Tell us what you're nominated for this evening.
Outstanding Restaurateur.
That's amazing.
It's really meaningful after restaurants have been through so much, obviously.
Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of you and your whole restaurant group. So what are you looking forward to most tonight?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Philly take it home in some way, shape, or form.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And of course, it's so good to see everybody and to know that there's so many inspired leaders amongst this group of people who are trying to make change for our industry. So can't wait to see.
You among them, for sure. You're a rock star. What's your favorite ice cream?
Coffee.
How are you?
I am overwhelmed a little today. A little long ways away from home, but amazing to be in the city, yeah.
Because home is in Hawaii.
It is.
Yeah. The category you're nominated for, it's the
Pacific Northwest Best Chefs. Yeah, just among some amazing, talented chefs, and just honored to be here.
I feel quite honored to be on this red carpet, so it's quite something. What are you looking forward to most tonight?
My fellow colleagues being celebrated for all their work that they've been doing, and I have my wife and my father here, and we're just going to enjoy the evening.
Enjoy. And what's your favorite ice cream?
Favorite ice cream? Cookies and cream. Classic.
Love it. So nice to see you. You look very dapper. So you're presenting tonight?
I am. Isn't that exciting?
Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be back at the Beard Awards presenting. It's been since 2014 since I've been here.
Fantastic. What are you looking forward to most tonight?
Presenting the award for Best Pastry Chef and crowning the next pastry person.
And what's your favorite ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip.
And that's a wrap from the red carpet. I'm your host and producer, Shari Bayer of All in the Industry on Heritage Radio Network. We are coming to you once again from the Lyric Opera House in Chicago, and I'm about to head inside. So stay tuned. Can't wait to see who wins. And thanks, everyone, for joining us. And thank you for being part of All in the Industry.
And yes, that's a wrap from the red carpet. Thank you to everyone who stopped by to chat with me. It was a true honor and so much fun. For the rest of my interviews and to see us on the red carpet, go to my YouTube channel at Shari Bayer. There will be two videos there. And one of the answers that came up in the speed round is for Oyster Bar. So tune in to see which question that is for, because I believe it's a first. And, you know, I love my firsts. So we're going to take a little break, and we will be back with my interviews taken during the ceremony and gala with the night's winners. So stay tuned. This is All in the Industry on Heritage Radio Network.
I'm Chava Perivan, co-host of Agave Road Trip on HRN, here to talk about 818 Tequila. 818 creates their tequila using traditional methods at a family-owned and operated distillery in Jalisco, Mexico. From the blue agave they grow to their recycled glass bottle, 818 emphasizes the Earth's importance in all they do. Their distillery runs on biomass and solar power, which means they don't rely as much on fossil fuels and are able to reduce their carbon footprint. Their labels, corks, and boxes are all certified by the Forest Stewardship Council as coming from sustainability-managed forests. 818 is a proud member of 1% for the Planet, through which they support HRN as well as Sacred, my organization in Jalisco, where together we transform agave byproducts and water waste into adobe bricks that are donated to local infrastructure projects, like a local library in Zapotitlán de Vadillo. Visit drink818.com to learn more about their sustainability efforts and find 818 near you. 818 has been part of so many magical nights for me, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. 818 Tequila, imported by 818 Spirits, Manhasset, New York. 40% alcohol by volume. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Katie Mosman-Wadler, Executive Director of HRN. HRN is dedicated to amplifying voices from all across our food system. Today, I am asking listeners to take part in our summer membership drive by helping sustain our mission to expand the way eaters think about food. As a thank you for this tax-deductible donation, you can receive some great HRN swag, including the HRN cap, wine carrier, or a special spice set from Burlap and Barrel. By becoming a member, you'll play an essential role in keeping nonprofit food radio on the air. Go to heritageradionetwork.org/donate to become a member today. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to All in the Industry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host and producer, Sherry Bayer, and this is my special on-the-road show from the 2022 James Beard Awards in Chicago. So now up are my interviews with some of the 2022 winners, who I spoke with during and after the awards. There's a special one coming from the post-awards reception, which took place at Union Station. This was actually the first year that the reception was in a different venue than the awards ceremony. It was a few blocks away. They had some buses that took us over there, and it was a terrific party in another terrific venue. I mean, really, both Union Station and Lyric Opera House are quite magnificent places to have parties, especially. So my interviews coming up, here are who they are with. Justin Cherno of the Four Horsemen in Brooklyn, New York City, the winner of Outstanding Wine Program. Alba Huerta of Julep in Houston, Texas, the winner of Outstanding Bar Program. Brandon Jew of Mr. Jew's in San Francisco, California, the winner of Best Chef California, and also the winner of Best Restaurant and Professional Book at the Media Awards, which is an award he got with Talon Ho. Following is Grace Young, the Humanitarian of the Year. Eric Williams of Virtue Restaurant and Bar in Chicago, Illinois, the winner of Best Chef Great Lakes. Chef Katie Button and Felix Mina are back of Curate in Asheville, North Carolina, the winner of Outstanding Hospitality and the nominee for Best Chef Southeast. And what do you know? Asheville had a good year. Next up is Meherwan Arani of Chaipani in Asheville, North Carolina, the winner of Outstanding Restaurant. And finally, Martin Young, who I caught at the after party, he received the Lifetime Achievement Award. Hope you enjoy listening.
I'm Justin Chern. I'm the wine director at Four Horsemen in Brooklyn, New York. This is Billy Smith, the assistant wine director. And this feels crazy.
Well, I live in New York City.
Oh, cool.
I've been to your wine bar. I'm due. I haven't, to be honest, I haven't been since pre-pandemic.
That's cool. We're still there, so it's cool. Yeah.
Still there, and apparently you're doing really beautiful things.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I mean, It's a strange thing to be nominated at something like this because everyone else makes something and we just choose things other people make. So it's a funny thing, but it feels great to be recognized for what we do and the kind of wines that we're interested in sell. To be on this playing field is really great.
Congratulations, it's a big thing.
Yep.
So how are you going to celebrate?
We've been here since Saturday. We haven't stopped celebrating since we got here because we just assumed we weren't going to win. So now I really don't know what we're going to do. Actually, I don't think we could turn it up much more than we've turned it up since we've been here, but we're going to try. So
I think you'll be able to figure it out.
Just looking forward to hanging out with everybody. And it's great to get it out of the way early. I don't have to be nervous anymore. And we can just enjoy the rest of our day.
Well, congratulations. I can't wait to come back in.
While we're here.
And I did red carpet interviews. I was asking everyone their favorite ice cream. So a little spin on things. What's your favorite ice cream?
Neapolitan or Spumoni. I get all the flavors. I'm a big fan of like the trio of flavors of ice cream.
You rock because I love original answers and I get a lot of them, but that is that I will let you know if I get a second of that, but you may be my first and only.
There you go. Have a great night.
Thank you, you too. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. My name is Alba Huerta, and my bar is called Julep Bar in Houston, Texas, and we just won the award for Outstanding Bar Program.
That's amazing. And you're based in Houston?
We are based in Houston, yes.
Fantastic. I'm so due for a trip there, and I can't wait to come to your place. So what does this mean to you?
It means that we are here representing our city in an amazing platform surrounded by some of the most talented people in the industry. The fact that Houston is here as a representative of Houston, I'm just so honored and proud. It's a city that's loved me since I was a kid. My family migrated from Mexico to Houston, and I never wanted to leave it. I loved it forever. That's where I wanted to start my business. So there's a lot of emotion in that, and being able to hold that title for our city, and just all of it feels amazing.
Well, congratulations. You should feel very proud, and it's a big deal. So how are you going to celebrate?
So we are going to go find our friends and just try to have a nice glass of wine. I hear there's a tornado outside, so it might be a little complicated. We are completely oblivious to the tornado, but we can't wait to see what the rest of the day has in store for us. So we're just going to celebrate in a small gathering, wherever we can find some shelter.
It's pretty crazy what's happening now. We can see out the window, there's lightning, there's rain. I just did red carpet interviews, and at least we're inside now.
At least you cleared it, yeah. It's pretty intense out there, yeah.
It is, and this would not have been good for all of our hair and makeup. One last question I was asking on the red carpet is, what's your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream? Butter pecan.
Love it. That's a first tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to put together an ice cream shop or something of all the flavors I'm getting. So it's a good one. Well, congratulations and so nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us. This is amazing. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
My pleasure.
Have a good night.
You too. Hi, Brandon Dew. Congratulations. Best Chef California?
That's right. Yeah.
That's incredible for Mr. Jews, which is still on my list. I'm embarrassed I haven't been yet.
It's okay.
But how do you feel? What does this mean to you?
It's an honor. I think it means a lot to me because I cook a food that is meaningful to me and has stories and history that I think sometimes gets overlooked. I think the worth of the food is a lot of what I really wanted to be adamant about. Having people understand there's more to Chinese food than what a lot of people might understand as Chinese food, especially in America. And I think our mission to just qualify its worth and have other people understand the techniques, the precision, the observation behind it. It's a very nuanced cuisine, and I feel fortunate to have learned from people that I carry their stories too with me. I carry their traditions, and I'm proud to be able to serve those things to people and tell people why those things mean so much to us.
Wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
And you, I was at the Media Awards on Friday, or Saturday night,
yeah.
And I believe you were on stage for that too.
Yeah.
So, and that was, it was for your Mr. Jew's book.
Yes.
So that's incredible. You've got two awards now.
I'm two for two.
So how are you going to celebrate?
Definitely going to have a couple of drinks. My nerves, just chill my nerves down. But I have a dinner planned at Smith tomorrow night. I flew my CDC and his partner and one of our youngest and one of, I think, a very talented young lady with us that my wife actually used to babysit, who is now... who cooks with us at Mr. Jew's Kitchen. So she's here with us, and we're all going to celebrate by having a nice like dinner tomorrow night. Is our last night here in Chicago.
Fabulous. My podcast is called All in the Industry, and I'm thinking you're like all in the family.
Yeah.
And that my logo is kind of modeled after that. But cool. One last question, which is just my fun question of the night. What's your favorite ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
I love it. I've been getting so many original firsts tonight, so fantastic. Have some of that too, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Humanitarian of the Year. Huge. So, what does it mean to you? How are you feeling right now?
I'm so honored. It's so unexpected. Totally. I mean, Humanitarian of the Year. It's just as I said in the speech 2.5 years ago when the pandemic started, who would have ever guessed that I would receive the Humanitarian of the Year award from the James Beard Foundation? But my life just took a turn through the pandemic, and the work that I've done has been it's the most meaningful work that I've ever done. And so I'm very grateful for the award, but there's still so much more work to be done. Chinatown in New York and San Francisco and throughout the United States, Chinatowns are really hurting.
Yeah, well, it's so well-deserved to help so many businesses and people, and I think people love Chinatowns, and you've been an inspiration. So how are you going to celebrate tonight?
Tonight, my dearest college friend is here with her husband, and so... Except apparently there's a tornado watch, but after this, we should be going out to party.
I think the timing, actually, it's just going to pass over as we go through the ceremony, and then we're going to go party.
Okay. That's wild. My phone went off with that siren. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, no, I mean, the timing actually was good for red carpet interviews and now, but yeah, it's a little crazy. But... Enjoy. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Final question is, what's your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream? I love tropical fruit. So I love, there's a wonderful restaurant in Brooklyn called Purple Yam. And the chef, Romy Doraton, makes his own ice cream. And he makes an avocado ice cream that is out of this world. I always think of avocado as a savory food for salads, but in the Philippines, it's a sweet. And so his avocado ice cream is off the charts.
And I'm going there. Thank you for the tip. There's been a lot of vanillas, but beyond that, very unique. So avocado I had not had yet. You're fabulous. Enjoy.
Thank
you. Nice to get to chat with you, and congratulations. We met in the Philly Chef Conference a couple years ago, and congratulations, you just won Best Chef Great Lakes for Virtue.
Yes.
How you feel?
I'm honored. I'm simply honored.
I can't wait to get to Virtue. I don't know if I'll be able to get a reservation now, but...
Because you know a guy. So I think you can get in.
So what does this award mean to you?
It's a huge deal for the community of Hyde Park and the South Side. It's a huge deal for my team, for many of the chefs that I am a colleague with and mentor, and it's a huge deal for our culture. And so it's a great feeling, and again, I'm simply honored.
Well, congratulations, Chef Eric Williams, and so very happy for you. How are you going to celebrate?
With a lot of champagne.
One silly question. What's your favorite ice cream?
Vanilla.
All right. Love it. Enjoy, and congratulations. Well deserved. Hello, Katie Button. Congratulations. Tell me about the award you just won.
Well, Felix and I just brought home the Outstanding Hospitality Award to Kurite, to Asheville, North Carolina. And I think it was means so much to us because in 2020, when the pandemic came, we decided we were going to change our pay structure for our team. We went to a tip pooling, tip sharing model. We raised everyone well above minimum wage pay, eliminated sub-minimum wage pay, and started sharing the tips among our entire team because we were tired of watching the only opportunity for a thriving wage going out with a very small group of our people who do a wonderful job for us. However, it's the whole team that creates the experience that we serve our guests every day. It starts in our prep kitchen. They work long hours peeling shrimp and preparing the sauces and getting all the mise en place perfectly ready. Our line cooks, our dishwashers, our hosts, our bartenders, our servers, that last glass that gets polished at the end of the night. And everyone partakes, and we have to change the way that tip policy in the United States works in restaurants so that everyone makes an equitable and thriving wage.
You are a beautiful soul, and congratulations. I mean, I'm just looking at you, and your eyes are teared up, and it's coming from the heart, and I just am so happy for you and Felix, and enjoy it, and enjoy your team, and damn, I gotta get down to Asheville. So, congratulations.
Marijuana Ronnie, I'm the co-owner of Chaipani with my wife Molly, and we just won Outstanding Restaurant, which just kind of blew my mind.
That is just fantastic. Congratulations. I'd say, how do you feel? But I think I can see how you feel. What does this mean to you?
Well, I mean, up to now I've been nominated for Best Chef Southeast, which was a huge honor. But this is way more important because it actually is honoring not me individually, but an entire group of people. And it's easy to forget sometimes everybody that makes a restaurant happen. So this means so much more because I get it shared with everybody.
It's absolutely fantastic. I need to get down to Asheville. Haven't been. Mentioned to you briefly before we started doing this that our mutual friend Kat Johnson of Heritage Radio is now part of your team.
Yes, she's our marketing and communications director, and her time at Heritage Radio must have been amazing because she's bringing so much to our organization.
Cool. I'm so glad we have that connection, and just congratulations.
Thank
I'm
you.
So happy for you.
You
My
so
one silly question
sure.
of the night is, what's your favorite ice cream?
It would probably have to be just a strawberry balsamic ice cream would probably be my favorite.
Yum. Well, I'm so happy to meet you. So happy for you.
Thank
Enjoy.
You
How are you going to celebrate?
With the team, of course. We're going to go to a couple of parties, but celebrate with the team. And then I've got to sit and go through all my texts of all the people that reached out. I would say the most joyful part of winning this award is seeing the joy of your friends and how happy they are.
Again, congratulations, and enjoy it.
Thank you so
much. Thank
you. Thanks. I am Martin Yan of Yan Can Cook. If Yan can cook, so can everyone work so hard in the food industry. I wish everybody receive the Lifetime Achievement Award because you devote your whole life in sharing good food with people, give joy to people. So I think we should all deserve it. The James Beard Award.
Well, congratulations to you for winning this tonight.
I receive it on behalf of all the hardworking chef and professional.
Well, congratulations. So nice to meet you, and
thank
well
you
deserved.
So much.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
And there you go. Congratulations again to everyone. It was so exciting to be there and celebrate with you. And I'm just really, really happy for everyone. It was an amazing weekend, an honor to be a part of it, and I'm going to close out this Chicago show with my solo dining experience. This week, it's at Giant. Here's the rundown. The location, 3209 West Armitage Avenue in Logan Square, Chicago, Illinois. The concept, seasonal new American plates and craft cocktails. Small restaurant, giant flavors. The chef and owner, Jason Vincent, who was a nominee for James Beard Award in the Outstanding Chef category this year in 2022. Why did I go? Well, obviously I was in town for the awards, and I've been meaning to get to Giant for a long time. They received a bunch of accolades over the years, including number 6 on Bon Appetit's Best New Restaurants list, which was in 2017. And Jason also received the Best New Chef Award from Food and Wine magazine in 2013. Big congratulations to him and his team for all of those accomplishments. So my experience, well, I had a reservation for 2. I showed up just me. They were cool with it. I asked to sit at the chef's counter and there were seats available. So that's where I was. And in my opinion, it's always the best seat in the house. I had a great server. He helped me decide what to get. But actually, I changed my order afterwards because when I was sitting there, I was watching one of the chefs make pasta, and I saw this pasta that I need to have that. And it is one of their signature pastas. So I changed up my order a little bit. That worked out fine. And I chatted with the chefs during my meal, and it was a really nice time. So what did I get? Well, I got an N.A. Groni, which is a non-alcoholic cocktail with grapefruit, lemon, and sand bitter. I also had marinated asparagus with sunflower seeds, Calabrian chilies, and cashew. And their signature pasta, which I got, is tagliatelle with Dungeness crab and chili butter. My take, lovely beverage, very refreshing. I enjoyed it. The asparagus were delicious. I mean, really terrific combo. And then the pasta was fabulous. It had these fresh crab bites. It was perfectly cooked al dente, and it was just yummy. It was just a yummy pasta. The ambiance, it's casual. I'd say no frills. It's an intimate space, has 44 seats in the restaurant up front, which is kind of narrowish, mostly two tops. As windows street side, and then the chef's counter is like in the hall that leads to the backyard patio, which they have a little patio in the back. So that's where I was. Perfect for solo dining or date night. Interesting tidbit. Giant's team recently opened Chef's Special Cocktail Bar in Bucktown, and it serves tasty cocktails and American Chinese food. Personal fun fact. So since I was getting red carpet ready the next night, I was really planning to go lighter with dinner, but this pasta called my name, and then I realized, well, this is kind of like carb loading, and I did feel like I was on a marathon, so there you go. I didn't finish the whole pasta dish, but I did have quite a bit, and it was worth it. The cost was $55. That's not including tax and gratuity, but it is including a 3% fee for employee health insurance. Would I go back? Yes. And their website is giantrestaurant.com and Instagram at Giant Chicago. So that's the show. Many thanks to everyone who I interviewed at the awards, to the James Beard Foundation, to the entire Wagstaff media and marketing team, including Mary Wagstaff and Elizabeth Hamill. And also thanks to my wonderful videographer, Joseph Fandel, who I worked with for the second time at this event. So it was very cool. It was cool to work with him again. And it was really just special, special evening, special weekend. So for a full list of all of the winners and all things Beard Awards, go to jamesbeard.org and follow on social at Beard Foundation and hashtag JBFA. Follow me at Sherry Bayer, at Bayer PR, and at All Industry. My Facebook page is All in the Industry. My websites, bayerpublicrelations.com, sherrybayer.com, and allintheindustry.com. All of our shows are archived at heritageradionetwork.org. We are also on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And as a reminder, I am going to put a lot of content up on my social media at All Industry and my YouTube channel for Sherry Bayer. So you can go check that out or go to Facebook, whatever your favorite social media platform is. But you will be able to find more content online and also on my websites. Many thanks to my engineer today, Matt, who helped me put this entire show together. It was a lot. Thank you, Matt. I'm your host and producer, Sherry Bayer. Next week, I am going to have another special on the road show. This time, it's from the 2022 Food and Wine Classic in Aspen, which followed directly after the awards in Chicago. So it was a busy time, a busy, festive, fabulous time. So I hope you'll tune in then. That will be next week. And until then, have a wonderful week. And thank you, as always, for being part of All in the Industry. Bye. All in the Industry is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.